What's up, family? It's Joshua Black back with another episode of the Food Truck Journey Podcast. This episode, so you want to start a food truck. Let's talk about it. Let's go. So what's going on, family? Okay, so this episode is for those who are thinking about starting a food truck, those who want to start a food truck, contemplating starting a food truck, asking themselves or their friends and family, should I start a food truck? And want to know, like, where do I even start? That's what we're going to talk about today. Because I was there. I was exactly right where most of you are. Those of you who are thinking about starting a food truck, like, where do I start? Now, when I was preparing for this episode, I sat down, I started writing some things down, and then I stopped. Because, okay, I have it right here. The first thing I wrote down, where do I start? Number one, check with your local city and municipality, county, your town, your city. Find out all the requirements. And then I stopped. I put the pen down and I said, you know what? But that's a no-brainer. We're all adults, you know? We're all adults, those who are looking to start this journey. You're an adult. You know you have to check with your local municipality or city or state government. You know you got to find out what the rules are. What are the rules to play the game? We know that. But is that really where you start? Because that's something you already know. So when people say, where do I start? That should be a foregone conclusion that, yes, go find out all that's required. So let's get past that. I'm not even going to list that as one of the things that you have to do, because you know you have to do that. So let's just assume that you do that part. You know you got to find out where you have to pay, what kind of license. You know you have to do all that stuff. But let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What are you going to do, especially during this time of this whole coronavirus? Or you know what? During any time, what do you do? You know you want to start a food truck. You have a passion for certain types of food. You like cooking. You have an entrepreneurial spirit. Those are some of the things that you have already, okay? But what do you need to do to get started? Here's my thinking, and I'm going to use myself as an example. I'm going to tell you exactly what I did to get started. Now, of course, I found out all the legal stuff, the insurance stuff I had to have. I went to City Hall. I did all of that. But now what do I do? Right? Now what do I do? This is what I did. Of course, I'm looking for a food truck. I'm doing all that. We know that. We know we got to do that stuff. Okay? Let's not even talk about that. It takes a simple Google search to find out where you can get a truck made, built, or buy a used vehicle, a truck or a cart or a trailer. We already know that stuff. That's easy. Let's not even waste time on that. Let's talk about starting in this business. And that's not when the business starts. The business starts when you start to plant seeds in whatever community, whatever area, wherever you're going to be with this food truck. That's when the business starts. And there are things that we can do prior to physically putting a truck, a cart, a trailer on the street that I believe that we should do. I believe the business starts with when you start planting seeds in whatever area or community. Now, during this time of Corona and everything, we have to rethink this thing. This has to be rethought of. I think the food truck business is prime for someone to disrupt the norm. And from what I've come to find out and come to understand what the norm is with food trucks is that you go chasing money. You go find events that you can do. But you know what? There are no events right now. You go find festivals or events or beer gardens, places where a bunch of people are gathering. And you try to be in those places. Well, you know what? People are working from home. There are no festivals. There are no events. So what do you do? How do you start this business? After you've done all the preliminary stuff, what do you do? This is what I've done. And I did this pre-corona. Let me say this. But I think this is a recipe or a strategy that can be applied to right now as well, to disrupt the norm of starting a food truck. We have to think beyond, I'm going to go get a food truck and I'm going to go find a festival, or I'm going to go find an event. I'm going to tell people they can have me come to their birthday parties or their weddings. But what if there are no birthday parties and weddings? And there's many food trucks right now that are struggling because their business model was dependent on events, festivals, weddings, catering. But now that is almost down to zero. They're struggling because their business model was based on the old way of doing food trucks, which is what I believe. So this is the approach that I took. And I think if we can be a little bit more strategic in the way we approach this, we can find success regardless of whatever time or challenge is before us. And right now, the challenge is Corona. It's a blessing and a curse. The blessing is that food trucks in most parts of the country are still allowed to do their business. We're the ultimate social distancing food service provider right now. We don't, as far as food trucks, we don't have to worry about having a dining room, eat in. All the restrictions almost do not even require us to follow them. We don't have to follow anything like, no dining in and no gatherings of more than X amount of people, unless, you have, and we don't have to worry about these long lines because that's almost non-existent because there's no events, there's no festivals. There's no beer gardens. There's none of that right now in most of the country right now. So what do you do? This is what I did when I decided to start my food truck. This is what I did. Prior to even having a food truck, having anything, I started plant seeds in the area where I wanted to be. And I strategized first. That's the first thing I did. I thought, I do not want to chase money. I do not want to be reliant on someone else's event. I don't want that to be the basis of my business. I don't want a business model based upon someone else having an event, having a festival, owning a beer garden or something like that. That's not what I want. I want almost what I like to call a direct sale, direct to the consumer. If that's in the consumer's house, in the consumer's car, and I want to go directly to my customer without a middleman. And I consider a festival or an event, well, don't get me wrong, I'll do a festival or an event, that's fine, but I don't want my business based upon that. I don't want my business to be, well, there's no events means no business, which equals no money. I don't want that. I want a direct relationship with my potential consumers, customers, consumers, whatever you want to call them. I call them consumers because they're consuming what I have. I want the people who are consuming what I have, I want a direct link to them. I don't want a link to the building that has the people. Not that there's anything wrong with doing those sometimes, but I don't want my business to be based upon having to link up with a building that provides the people. I want the people to know who I am. So regardless of whatever challenge might come forth, be it Corona or the company goes out of business or I'm not allowed to come there to that particular parking lot or space or festival, I don't want that to be a barrier for me getting to my consumer. So this is what I did. And this is what I did up until Corona, which has kind of halted some of that. Actually just switched what I've been doing in order to reach my consumer. I decided where I wanted to locate my food truck. What area? More specifically, what county? I'm in Philadelphia. I am in the county of Philadelphia. But I don't want to... I'm not starting here in Philadelphia. I'm starting outside of the Philadelphia County in a county called Montgomery County, right? Very large area. They have a lot of disposable income, you know, upper middle class, a mix of upper middle class and working class. Well, they're all working class. It's just that, well, this is a class of... a demographic who are making like over 150K plus annual household income. Now the reason I know that is because what I did was I went and did the research on the particular county. I did the research to find out what is the median income, what is the population, how far from where I wanted to plant my truck, how far are the consumers from where I will be. And then what I did was I checked Uber Eats and all of the delivery companies, not so much to sign up for them, but to sign up to find out what is their average range mileage for delivery. Because that had to play into where I'm going to place this truck, because my goal is to go directly to consumers. Now, I will service a office building or a hospital. That's great. But I want to know exactly where my consumers are, how much money they're making, their ethnic makeup, their health concerns, how many people in the area are working, how much disposable income. And these are demographics that you can find out. I want to use information. I want to use the information, I want to use data to help drive some of these decisions, right? So once I found the area where I needed to plant my food truck in, I then went and got the data. With that data, it's helping me to determine a few things. It's helping me to determine pricing, because now I know what the area... with the demographic, I know what they will tolerate as far as cost-wise. It's a little bit different if you plant your truck in a low-income area, which is nothing wrong with that. Then your pricing needs to reflect that. But if you plant your truck in an area that is a little upperly mobile, as far as financially, then your prices should reflect that as well. It's going to be a higher yield in that area. So these are some of the things that I thought about. So I did that, right? Now this is all the stuff I'm doing to get started, right? Now, the other thing I needed to do was, because I'm in Philadelphia, I'm going to a county, I'm going to be pretty much in this county where a couple things, there's not many food trucks at all. I'm not from there. That's a disadvantage. Advantage, there is no food trucks. There's just a couple food trucks in this county. Two, I'm not from there. That's a disadvantage. So here's what I did. Now, this was like a year ago. I'm a year out before I'm even putting my food truck on the street. So what I did, I decided to do some things in the area to kind of like warm people up to the fact that I'm coming, that it's this new food truck coming. And the great thing about it is it's a small county and it's easy to navigate. So I did a few things. One, I started to attend every event within that county, all the social events, joined their chamber of commerce. I joined some other social groups. I started to chit chat and rub elbows with with some of the politicians in that area. Come to find out that there's some people, I have a vegan food truck that are some council people who are vegan. Got cozy with these folks. Also met business leaders. I also met people in the art community by attending art shows. And while I'm there, I am just chit-chatting, talking about the fact that my food truck is coming and trying to get an idea of how people felt about a vegan food truck coming into the area. I kept doing this. Now, here's the thing. And if you're wondering, you mean you just walked up to people and said, hey, I have a food truck that's coming. That's not what I did. I had to create a vehicle. So I created a social, I call it a social networking vehicle, if you want to call it that. I created a Facebook page. Now, the area that I'm going into is called Norristown, right outside Philadelphia. It's called Norristown. There's only one food truck in Norristown. I will be the second. So I created this thing called Hello Norristown, which is a Facebook page that talks about things happening in Norristown, interviews politicians and community leaders, and list events and dates and times. It was that kind of thing, right? Kind of like a social hangout for people within that community. Now, I'm not from that community, but I figured that this would be a great way for me to introduce not only myself, but also to use this social networking vehicle, which I'm calling the Facebook page that I call Hello Norristown, as a way to introduce myself to some of the leaders of the community, to get to know people, not to make it easy for me to get my licensing. And no, I wanted to make sure that people knew that there's a new food truck coming. I wanted to build up anticipation. I wanted to kind of like warm up the audience, warm up the area somewhat. And the way I figured by doing that is using this, going to different events, social gatherings. Listen, I even went to some of the city hall meetings, you know, the council meetings, where, you know, we would have all of the council people and I would have my camera there. I'm, you know, photographing and videotaping. I'm doing interviews afterwards for Hello Norristown. That leads into a discussion on what I'm doing. It got to the point where people, now this is a year ago, that's how I've been planting seeds well into about a year before I even put a food truck on the street. I'm doing work for some of the organizations in town. People are now getting to know who I am, what I do, and why I'm there. And up until the corona really hit hard, we had planned to do some events in the area, like a food event to to highlight the area, highlight its diversity in food, and of course, spotlight the fact that my food truck is coming. I have no food truck to show, have nothing to show, but I am building up this anticipation. Because here's the goal. My thinking was this, that when that food truck actually hits the ground in this area, people will know. If they don't know, they'll at least have an idea. They'll be warmed up to the idea that, hey, there's the guy that's been coming to all these social events. You mean his food truck is actually here? Is here? Let me go say hi. Because now they're not just coming to some stranger. They're coming to someone that they kind of know, heard of, saw before, been interviewed by. You know what I'm saying? See, this is the strategy. So when I say this is how you start, now that's the road that I took. So when people ask, like, how do you start? Where do I start? You start well before you actually put the truck on the street. You do all the preliminary homework, of course. The licensing, the registration stuff, you buy a truck. Yeah, we know that. You do that. But what are you doing how strategic are you being prior to you putting that food truck on the street? Everybody does the same thing. Everyone goes through licensing and inspection, and everyone has to get their vehicle registered. Everyone has to do a safe serve. Everybody does those things. We already know that. But what are you doing prior to you, in addition to all those things? That's the question. What is your strategy? What is your starting strategy? Okay. Now, I did that in the area, right? Now, also, to help to build up anticipation, what I did was I did cooking demonstration. I spoke on the subject of healthy vegan food around the community. Cooking demonstration. I even held my own vegan event in Philadelphia. This is the build name recognition. This is a year prior, because my food truck won't be on the street until the next couple of weeks, most likely, God willing, after I pass this inspection. But what I wanted to say to those who are curious about starting and saying to themselves, where do I start? You start right now. You start strategizing. You do not need a food truck to get started. You know what I mean? You do not need a food truck to get started. By the time you put the food truck on the street, you should already have people anticipating your arrival. It makes no sense to put a food truck on the street, open the doors, and just hope people come. Now, of course, you're going to have friends and family come. Of course. But beyond friends and family, who is going to even know that you're coming? See, doing this podcast, doing my Hello Norristown Facebook page, doing cooking demonstrations, speaking engagements, throwing big and small events, this is all preparation to the food truck. You understand? This is all preparation to the food truck. I have a Facebook page with over 25,000 followers that talks about vegan lifestyle, vegan food. But that is also another vehicle for me to promote the food truck. And that was done at least 3 years ago. This is all being done in preparation for the food truck to come out. So when the food truck debuts, it's going to debut to an audience that may not know all about what I'm doing, but they know about what I'm doing. They have an idea. The seed has been planted, and I have vehicles, social networking vehicles, the Facebook pages, my personal Facebook page, and some of the things that I'm doing for the food truck, and Hello Norristown. I have all these things that I can use as vehicles to promote the food truck. You understand? So what I'm saying to you, for those who are wondering, where do I start? That's where you start. You start to figure out how you can you plant seeds in the particular area that you're going to place your food truck. Please understand, anybody can go buy a food truck. If you have the money, of course, you can go buy a food truck. Go get brand new equipment, go get some food, and put it on the corner. Anybody can do that. And to be real with you guys, a lot of people are doing just that. If you have the money, just go put a food truck out there. But the difference between being successful and hoping you're successful is doing the legwork. Doing all the pregame work. You know what I mean? Like, there's a reason why even superstars like LeBron James and who else? Well, Dwayne Wade has retired. You know, some of these superstars. There's a reason why they're so good at game time, because they've done the work prior to game time to ensure that they will be successful when it's actually game time. Same thing with actors. All these people do the prep work. You have to do all this work prior. So when showtime comes, when it's game time, when the lights are on, you can ensure to a high level of probability that you will be successful. But all the legwork needs to be done prior. And it can't be done the day of. You can't open your doors and hope that people come. Nowadays, you can't even open your doors. You can't find a festival with a likelihood that you probably be successful, especially if you're just slinging hamburgers and french fries, you know, basic common food. There's no festivals. There's no office. I mean, offices full of people because most people are working from home. So our goal needs to be to find our consumer, market ourselves to those consumers, so we will have a direct line to them. So when something like this corona comes up, when an office closes, when a business goes out of business, when you're no longer welcome in a particular festival or what have you, you still have this line to your consumer. So I just really want to make sure that I stress to you guys the importance of being strategic. And also, I wanted to make sure that I let you guys know that when you're asking yourself, where do I get started? That's where you get started. You start with planting the seed. You don't even need to have a name to your food truck just yet. That's not the most important thing just yet. No one knows who you are. No one knows you're even coming. No one's anticipating your arrival. You have to build an audience. It is so much easier to have an audience and then sell to the audience that you've built, because now you have their ear. They're interested. But you have to build that interest even prior to the truck being there. So when the truck gets there, that's just like the icing on the cake. It's like, all right, we've been waiting for this. I've been telling people for the last year and a half, yeah, my food truck is coming. Oh, just a little while longer. My food truck is coming. But here's the thing. Only way I've been able to tell people, oh, it's coming, is because I've been out there in the community doing everything from cooking demonstrations to having talks and get-togethers and events. And I always say, oh, the food truck is coming. Food truck is coming. Oh, the food truck is coming. I even dropped a couple videos like, oh, we're working on our food truck. Just building up that anticipation. What I've been trying to do is make sure that when I hit the street, somebody other than my family and friends know, hey, that's the guy. He's been saying this, and here it is. I want to make sure that I arrive with an audience. I don't want to arrive and then have to figure out ways to build an audience. Of course, the day of, I'm going to have different things. I plan out going just breaking the mold of whatever food trucks normally do, which is chasing money, chasing festivals and events. I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. I'm not trying to set up in front of the most busiest office building. If I can, that'll be great. But I'm not relying. My business model is not based on that. My business model is based on going direct to consumer via delivery, via drive up, drive through. Why can't my truck operate like a drive through, just like, I don't know, Dunkin' Donuts, or just like Starbucks, or just like Mickey D's, or any of these places that have drive-through windows? I might not have a window, but I can adapt to make it the experience similar. Why not? I think the time is now, and the time is ripe to rethink how we do this food truck thing. And I wanted to share with you real quickly my thinking of how to disrupt this whole food truck business, this industry. I think it's prime, just like the cab industry was prime for disruption. I think the food truck business is prime because it's been done the same way over and over for a number of years now. Everybody does the same thing. You can go to any of these Facebook groups and you can see everyone doing the exact same thing. And when that happens, it means that it is room for innovation, creativity, and bold thinking. So I hope that I have inspired you guys to think boldly, especially those who are contemplating starting a food truck, wondering where do you start? That's where you start. That's where you start. It's not with the paperwork. That's something that you have to do. That's ongoing. But where you really want to start, you want to start with a strategy. What is your strategy to let people know that you are coming? What does that strategy include? I'm not saying that your strategy has to be like mine. You know, create an online social media presence, create vehicles so you're able to connect and get into conversation with different people who could possibly have some type of impact on what you're doing. But I do believe that we have to think differently about how we're approaching this food truck business. And I think it is prime. It is prime for the taking. Because as everyone is going right, you can go left. Do something that is bold, unexpected, and think. Listen, do this. I want you to think of your food truck the way as if you had a brick and mortar. So I hope that this episode was helpful. I really hope that I emphasize enough the importance of being strategic. I don't have any notes. I don't write any notes. This is all stuff that I'm feeling. For the last 2 years, I've been working on my food truck, trying to think strategically, listening to different podcasts and business shows that not always are directed to food trucks, but things that make me think outside of this food truck industry on things that I can apply that are successful in other industries to the food truck business. So I hope that I've sparked something in you guys to think about this food truck business a little differently, especially those who are right there thinking like, where do I start? What do I do? I hope I kind of laid something out for you guys to think about. So that's it for now. Until next time, next week sometime, hopefully by Monday, Tuesday, we'll see. I don't know. Listen, I could get on here and talk about all the stuff that I'm doing on this freaking trailer of mine, all my challenges. That could take up a whole show every week. But I want to make sure that this therapy session, that's what I call this, my therapy session, to help get some things off my chest and to share some of these things that are bouncing inside my head and to hopefully help you guys avoid some of the pitfalls or take advantage of some of the things that I have found that have been effective. So until next week, guys, happy food trucking. I'll talk to you then. Peace.